Hey, good morning, children. You guys all glad to be here this morning? Good deal. Okay, I have a short lesson for you guys here that I'm going to talk a little bit about a few things, verse in Proverbs, and say a few stories here. First, let's have a prayer. Let's bow our heads to pray. Yes, Lord, we come before you this morning, Father. We thank you for another beautiful day here, Lord. We can come and gather together to worship you, Lord, and we just pray that you would be with us here, Father, and just bless this little children's lesson, Father. Just speak through me. Give me words to say that these children can learn what how you want them to live their lives, Lord, to serve and honor you, Father. And we just thank you for your many blessings and ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so I basically thought about this children's lesson yesterday morning. I was sitting in my tree stand deer hunting, and I don't know if any of y'all deer hunting here, you know what I'm talking about when you hear this rustling in the leaves and you get all, man, it might be a deer coming through the woods, you know. You kind of start looking and all of a sudden it's just this little squirrel. He's out there making a little bit of noise, you know, trying to, whatever, climb up the tree and running through the leaves. And it's just so aggravating because you waste all your time trying to look in the woods and see what it is, and just a crazy squirrel, you know. It's out there eating acorns, whatever. So I was just kind of like frustrated and like, man, almost felt like shooting the thing, you know. So it made me think of a verse, though, that we read in our Bible study group last week. It was in Proverbs 12:10. I'll just pull it up here. I was going to read it in the New Living Translation. It made a little more sense that way. Sometimes some of those Bible verses can be hard to understand, so... just a second here. So Proverbs 12:10 says that the godly care for their animals, but the wicked are always cruel. So basically that says that a good man takes care of the animals and he treats them with kindness, but the wicked are, they do not do that. And I was just thinking to myself, I was sitting there like, what good are squirrels even? Like, what do they even do that does any good, you know? Like, what would happen if they were just completely wiped out? And I did a little research on it and looked up squirrels and a couple different animals here. It says if squirrels were to go extinct, it would impact the ecosystem in a number of ways. Squirrels help to regulate the plant populations. So basically when they're eating their acorns and all the things that they do, they end up hiding them in trees and whatever, and sometimes leave them there. And it helps to bring up new trees and plants and all the stuff in the woods that they disperse throughout the woods. So without them, we would probably have, the woods would maybe not be as big and as tall. The trees in certain areas may not even have woods. So they help out in that way, and I think there's certain kinds of animals that actually eat squirrels for food. So if squirrels wouldn't be around, there would probably be, it would mess up the whole system quite a bit. So they are good for some things, for sure. And then I was sitting there thinking a little more about it, and my wife told me the other day how she really hates possums and how they look, and she just doesn't like them. So I was thinking, surely those aren't good for anything. I don't like them. They're really ugly, and they're just, I don't know, they kind of gross me out. So I looked that up, and it says that possums are good for pest control. They eat, like, mice and rats, insects, cockroaches and beetles. They eat a lot of dead animals and roadkill and overripe fruit and vegetables, so they kind of help keep the roads clean and the neighborhoods. It says they're good for snake control. They're resistant to venom. So a venomous snake, I guess they can't kill possums. So it actually says they're very clean and they groom themselves frequently with their paws and tongues. So they're maybe not as nasty as what they look like. But I was thinking, you know, surely possums, there's nothing good that they do. But God created everything for a purpose. And there was one other one here I'm going to read. This one's about cats. It says if cats would go extinct, the world would experience a number of consequences, including a rodent population explosion. Cats are a major predator of small animals like mice and rats, which they help keep in check. Without cats, rodent populations would likely increase, leading to infestations and food shortages. It says the animals that they kill would also overeat a lot of plants and stuff and destroy a lot of vegetation. Everything God put here for a purpose, and we're required to take care of them and to treat them with kindness. He put them here for a reason, and they all play their part in the world. I know kind of down through the years, it seems like it's always been a temptation for little boys to be mean to cats. I don't know what it is. Seems like it's always a temptation to either throw stones at them or tease them or kick them or shoot them with BB guns. I don't know. I hope none of you all do that here. I think it's kind of a thing that's probably some peer pressure, maybe in a little group of boys get together and one of them says, hey, let's go throw stones at that cat, and everybody else just kind of goes along with it. So definitely not something that God is pleased with when we do that stuff. He wants us to be kind to our animals. I have a little story I'm going to read about a boy and a cat and how he took care of it. So let's just read this here. One day when the weather was cold and wet, a 7-year-old boy was coming home from school. That's probably, some of you guys are probably about that age in here. He was alone. None of his classmates were with him since he had to stay behind at school to finish his work. He had his school bag on his shoulder, and because of the cold weather, he had his hands very deep in his pockets because it was very cold and very wet. The boy was walking quickly with his head down. He wanted to reach home soon and get warm. As he was walking, he was thinking to himself that when he gets home, his mother would have a warm room and delicious food ready for him. He imagined that as he arrived home, he would take off his heavy, wet clothes and would sit next to the fire drinking hot tea, after which his mother would bring him a bowl of hot soup. Wow, that sounds pretty good on a cold winter day. As he was quickly walking along, deep in thought, he heard the groaning of an animal which sounded like the loud cry of a little baby who lost its mother. At first, the boy wanted to ignore it and pass by, as he was in a hurry to get home. Remember, it was cold and wet. He wanted to pass it by, but he heard it cry again, he stopped. When he listened carefully, he realized that the noise sounded like a little kitten. And although it could not be seen, as he looked around carefully, he saw a beautiful little white kitten lying in the cold mud, meowing, crying. As the boy went closer, he saw that the animal was shivering because of the cold. He felt sorry for the kitten and immediately picked it up. He realized that the animal was cold and wet. It had a runny nose and eyes. He took the kitten gently into his arms to take it home. As soon as the animal felt a bit of warmth in the boy's arms, its legs started to move, and it looked with great love and appreciation at the boy as if it were thanking him in its own language, saying, "Thank you, good boy. You are very kind. If you had not found me, I would certainly have died at night because of the cold." The boy could read all these kind words in the kitten's loving eyes. He kept stroking it on the way home, and when he arrived, his mother saw him putting down a nice white kitten from under his warm coat. She asked him where he found the kitten. He explained to his mother what had happened. The mother was proud of her son. She said, because of his kind actions, she said, "Well done, my good boy. How kind and nice you are for showing kindness to animals. God is also pleased with this action of yours." She prepared a place for the kitten in a corner of the room. She gave the kitten some milk and made sure that the animal was comfortable. The kitten grew up in their home, and it protected their home from mice, and whenever it saw the boy or other members of the household, it would go rub its body up against them, trying to thank them in its own special way for their kindness. Okay, so that's all I have. Just remember that God wants us to treat our animals with kindness, whether you have pets that you have to take care of or wild animals that are running around your place. Just try to remember that. To be kind in everything that you do. I know there's certain times when stuff needs to be taken out if it's eating the garden or doing whatever. I'm not talking about that, but just try to remember that that's what God wants us to do. So I think that's all I have. Thank you guys for listening, and you guys can go back to your seats.